This is a song I wrote for my dad. My dad was 86 when he died. When I was about 33, I became a Christian, and I asked the Lord for a song for my dad. I had been dissatisfied with the way he had been a father, and had a lot of complaints about him. But when I became a Christian, I realized that, and I was older, I realized that my dad had done a lot of wonderful things in my life and that God had given him to me as a gift. And I remember one time, I used to be so scared of lightning storms up in Illinois. And my parents would sometimes say that the angels were bowling or this or that. And none of it helped until Dad went back to college to get his degree as a teacher. And he was taking a science course. And one night when there was a terrible storm in Aurora, he took me in his arms and he took me outside on the porch. And he told me all about weather and why it was storming. And I don't remember any of the science, how God created lightning and rain and storms, but what I do remember was his strong arms and his deep male voice, which were so comforting. And after I became a Christian, my Heavenly Father said, "My arms are around you, Nikki. I have you in my arms, and I have everything in control, and all is well." For my dad's birthday, when he was about 70 years old, I asked the Lord for a song to tell him how much I loved him and how much I appreciated him, to remember the things that he had done for me. He was a man of integrity and honesty. He walked me to church on Sundays, and I'd try to keep up with his big steps. He held down three jobs to pay off the mortgage on our first house, and from then on, he never bought anything on credit. He wouldn't even take a pencil from his desk at school and bring it home. He was a man of honesty and integrity, and he helped others, and in his own way, he loved others. He feared God, believed in God. He believed that it was good to follow the things of the Lord. Only the Lord knows whether he ever became a Christian or not. I believe that he did. In one of our last nursing home services, my mom and dad prayed and asked Jesus to forgive them of their sins, and they asked Jesus into their heart. And about 3 months later, when Dad fell for maybe the fifth or sixth time, had another stroke, they both decided it was time to take their own lives, to check out. They didn't want to be in a nursing home. They didn't want to be a burden to anyone. And they didn't want their money used up. They wanted their savings to go to their children. And because of mom and dad and their saving, Buck and I were able to build two churches, pay for a motorhome. And we just praise the Lord for them. This is my little song. I titled it, Just Right. I no longer complained about Dad from the time I was 33. I just praised and thanked the Lord for him and prayed for him. My Heavenly Father gave me a dad to raise me and love me, to take by the clothe and to feed me, to tickle and hold, to wipe away teardrops and stories unfold. Knowing his weakness, knowing his might, God said that this would be just right. He knew I this he declared, my heavenly Father gave me a dad to raise me and love me, to take by the hand, to clothe and to feed me, to tickle and hold, to wipe away teardrops and stories unfold. He knew all the teachings that my dad would give. He knew he'd give lessons by which I should live, to help one another, be honest and kind, to work and save money, and wisely use time. My heavenly Father gave me a dad to raise me and love me, to take by the hand, to clothe and to feed me, to tickle and hold, to wipe away teardrops and stories unfold. And now I am older. My dad did his job because of his loving. I'm closer to God. So Heavenly Father, thank you for Dad. Please keep him safe in your loving hand. Thank you, Father, for my dad.